Tea City. Written by His Evil Forest. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Modao Zushu, or The Untamed. Rating teen. Relationship Sui Yang, Song Lan, Xiao Xing Chen. Also tagged for Modern AU, Retail Worker. Communication Failure, Polyamory, Twitter Fic, and Humor. My wife has started calling the counter with our ridiculous selection of loose leaf teas Tea City, and now I have to write a tea shop AU where Sui Yang is a beleaguered retail worker and people keep asking him for cups of tea, but they're not that kind of tea shop. Anyway, the next person who asks him to make them a cup of tea when they clearly do not even have a public kitchen is getting stabbed in the gut with a decorative tea thermometer. He fucking swears. The next person to ask them to make a cup of tea is the hottest man he has ever seen in his life, so he doesn't actually murder him. The very hot man he is not going to murder says, "Oh, do you not sell tea? I just thought you're called Tea City." He seems very confused. Sui Yang smiles at him. It might be more of a death smirk. Retail shifts make him lose control of his face by like 4 p.m. at the latest. He has no idea what he's doing with it right now. But just before he can figure out a way to turn the phrase, "We're retail only, bulk dry loose leaf," into a come on, the second hottest man Sui Yang has ever seen comes over from where he was examining the tea list and says,
"They sell loose leaf by weight."
He's hot and he can read, but he also has an arm around the new dumbfuck love of Sui Yang's life, so he might murder him anyway.
"Oh," says the love of Sui Yang's life, "we don't have the water turned on at home yet. We just moved today. Do you have anything that doesn't need water?"
Sui Yang adores this nut job. What kind of question is that to ask in a fucking tea shop? He's insane, and Sui Yang wants to climb him like a tree. But the love of his life's boyfriend looks like he could absolutely beat the shit out of him. And Sui Yang does not fight dirty at the shop. The shop is a sacred space where we do calm vibes only, he tells himself. So instead of saying, "You could just have me," he directs them to the cooler of very fancy tea-infused chocolates and the much less fancy shelf of various sugars that also has some bags of artisanal local candy flavored with all-natural elderberry and apricot juice. This is a test. Only assholes pick the chocolate, which is overpriced and tastes like nothing. If this guy picks the chocolate, Sui Yang will use his powers for evil and break up him and his boyfriend because assholes don't deserve tea shop calm vibes courtesy. The love of Sui Yang's life and his upsettingly hot boyfriend immediately head for the cooler, and Sui Yang thinks, "Thank fuck." But then they see the price tag, $2 per piece.
What the fuck? And they frown and walk over to the sugar shelf instead. Sui Young's future husband looks interested in the elderberry, which, okay, that's a solid choice. For that one, Sui Young will do them the courtesy of only flirting, not actively pursuing. But then, Sui Young's future husband's boyfriend picks up a bag of apricot. Oh no. Oh no! The apricot is the best thing in the entire store. It is Sui Young's favorite thing he has ever put in his mouth, and his main hobby is sucking a great deal of dick, which he loves very much. So, this man cannot choose the apricot, because then he's hot, and he can read, and he has taste, which means Sui Young has to like him, which means he can't hit on his boyfriend, which ruins everything. The two of them, together, settle on the apricot. They bring it up to the counter, and Sui Young rings it up, quietly mourning his future marriage, and hoping they'll leave immediately so he can go drown himself in the staff kitchen sink about it. Actually, he will probably just go in the staff kitchen and make himself a cup of the Ceylon blend with the nougat and hazelnut pieces and put in way too much sugar and feel sorry for himself until his shift ends in an hour. But either way... But after he finishes the transaction, the two painfully hot men do not leave right away. They crack open the bag right there. And then... The love of Sui Young's life, his future husband, who is apparently an alien from outer space, holds out the bag and says, "Would you like one?" As though that is a chill and normal thing to offer a random retail worker you just met. Of course, Sui Young would like one. He pops one into his mouth. It is so good. This man is so hot and so nice and so weird. Sui Young perishes on the spot, basically. He closes his eyes and savors the delicious apricot flavor that being politely murdered by a hot weirdo apparently tastes like. When he opens his eyes, they're both staring at him. Sui Young's future husband is smiling at him, like it somehow brought him joy to bring Sui Young joy. Sui Young's future husband's boyfriend mostly just looks like he wants to eat him. Then, they turn and stare at each other in eerie unison. They are silent for, like, several full minutes. Perhaps they are both aliens from outer space. Finally, they turn back to Sui Young, again in unison. It's pretty fucking weird, but also kind of cute, if he doesn't think about it too hard. And Sui Young's future husband says, "My name is Xiao Xing Chen. This is my friend Song Lan." Friend? Sui Young actually considers screaming. He has no idea what his face is doing, but my friend Song Lan looks like he is barely restraining himself from laughing at him, so it must be pretty ridiculous. Sui Young's future husband, Xiao Xing Chen, continues, "We were about to have dinner at the place across the street, and I happen to notice you will be closing soon. I hope it's not too impolite when I ask if you would like to join us," he says. Sui Young stares at him. Do they want to be friends with him? They are space aliens, and he does not understand what they want. Xiao Xing Chen has begun to look a little dismayed by the length of time Sui Young has gone without speaking. But before he can say anything, my friend Song Lan interjects.
"He means as a date," he says helpfully, "with us both."
"What the fuck?"
Sui Young says. "I'm sorry, we don't mean to offend you, and of course there's no pressure. You certainly don't have to," Xiao Xing Chen starts to say.
"No, the fuck, you do not get to take it back," Sui Young says. "I'm closing early, we're going right the fuck now, come on."
He shuts down the till in record time and turns off all the lights while Xing Chen and Song Lan wait for him outside. He doesn't think the owner would mind. When they're in the shop together, she likes to make sure she has a shift every week with one of her workers to keep up with their lives. Jung Yun Lee always says he should follow his heart more. The dinner is amazing. Song Lan and Xiao Xing Chen are nuts. Xing Chen laughs at all Sui Yang's jokes, even the dumb ones, and Song Lan splits his dessert. They go for a walk around the neighborhood afterwards. Xing Chen holds one of Sui Yang's hands, and after a while, quietly, carefully, Song Lan takes the other. Suddenly, Sui Yang stops walking, because what the fuck? He's holding Song Lan's left hand, and on it, he felt. He pulls it up to his face to look at. "You're married?" he says. "What the fuck, Song Lan?"
"Oh, yeah," Song Lan says. "To Xing Chen, of course."
Sui Yang stares at him. "He said you were his friend."
"Well, I am," Song Lan says. "I'm also his husband. Xing Chen doesn't like labels, though."
"Calling you my husband would be unnecessarily restrictive and assimilationist," Xing Chen says to Song Lan, in the kind of voice that says he has repeated the same sentence several thousand times in the past.
"To Xing Chen, of course."
Sui Yang stares at them both. They're both fucking space aliens, and he is fucking doomed.
"He doesn't like wearing jewelry either, does he?"
Sui Yang says to Song Lan as they start walking again.
"It just doesn't seem practical in my line of work," Xing Chen says.
"Oh, really? Xiao Xing Chen? What is your line of work? Please tell me. I need to know if you pilot the spaceship or run the probes,"
Sui Yang thinks, but doesn't say, because that would be fucking rude, and he's still hoping these space aliens will take him home and fuck him.
"He's a sculptor," Song Lan says.
"Ceramics," Xing Chen adds.
And they do take him home and fuck him.
And 6 months later, Tea City starts stocking a new line of handmade teapots, and Sui Yang goes home and eats apricot candy with his married space alien boyfriends every single day. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!